USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is calling on people to express their views peacefully after the jury in Kenosha, Wisconsin, found Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty on all charges after the shooting last year that killed two men and wounded a third. Rittenhouse family spokesman David Hancock.
There are no winners. This is a serious case, and this was a serious moment for this country. So I hope people recognize that, and we call for calm.
The prosecutor issued a statement reading in part that the Kenosha community has endured much over the past 15 months, and he asked members of the community to express their opinions and feelings about the verdict in a civil and peaceful manner. A CDC advisory panel has recommended emergency use authorization for Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech booster shots for all individuals ages 18 and over. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After an all-night session, the House returned early in the morning and passed President Biden's social spending plan. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
For us, it's about not just about legislation, it's about values and the values that this legislation represents for the people.
The first known person with COVID-19 was a vendor in a large seafood market in Wuhan, China, claims an American scientist whose findings challenge the World Health Organization's conclusion that the first patient was an accountant who lived miles from the market. Michael Worrabi, a University of Arizona expert in tracing the evolution of viruses, examined a number of sources of information and discovered discrepancies in the WHO's timeline for the start of the pandemic. While a number of experts do agree with Worrabi's conclusion, some say he doesn't provide definitive proof of how the pandemic began. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden gave out his first Thanksgiving pardons to two turkeys named Peanut Butter and Jelly. He excused the birds and put his signature on the long-running White House tradition that dates back to Ronald Reagan's presidency. Peanut Butter and Jelly are two 40-pound turkeys who were raised in Jasper, Indiana. They were provided by the National Turkey Federation. At first, Biden planned to pardon only Peanut Butter, but he said he'd grant the same courtesy to Jelly. Even if only one had become the national Thanksgiving turkey during the ceremony in the Rose Garden, they were both slated to be spared from the butcher's block. They'll head off to Purdue University's Animal Sciences Education and Research Farm in their home state to live out their retirement years. The two Indiana-raised birds spent Thursday night at a luxury hotel ahead of the pardoning ceremony. After the pardon, Biden and First Lady Jill were expected to leave the White House and fly to Delaware for the weekend. The tradition of a White House turkey dates back to President Abraham Lincoln in 1863 as poultry dealer Horace Vose became known for offering turkeys as gifts through the 1880s. President Harry S. Truman has been credited with establishing the White House relationship with the National Turkey Federation in 1947, and First Ladies Patricia Nixon and Rosalind Carter began the tradition of sending the national turkeys to farms during the 1970s. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.